listener production.
Hey all, welcome to the Adam and Simon Show. It is Tuesday today. Congratulations on making it a Tuesday. You've rolled through Monday. Done.
Survivors.
Except it's a terrible day of the week, Tuesday.
Some good stuff happens.
Yeah, podcast gets dropped.
Yeah, podcast comes out. That's fun. You get to hang out with your mates. That's pretty fun. You've made it through Monday.
Yeah.
One day closer to the weekend. Am I right? Far out.
Oh, my goodness. Today's episode, we've got the Quiz Quest. We have Topic Thunder. We've got a cringe confessional of something Simon's done.
Oh, mate. This one has been coming up a lot recently. I don't know why.
Oh, regular one.
Yeah. It makes my skin crawl.
And then up next, after this music, Simon, you're ranting.
I've got a life update and I've got people that I need to yell at.
You want me? Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at
you. Oh, this is you yelling into the ether.
Yeah, correct. This is old man shouts at clouds.
All right, play the music. Let's get into it.
I'm in the market for a house at the moment, Adam. Mm. I've just been married, which means next step, buy a house.
Yeah, that's exactly how we did it. You're following the path well trodden.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you get married, you buy a house, you have a kid.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's rolling at this point. Yep, pretty much how it's rolling. So we are looking for houses at the moment, which are so funny.
You and about a billion other people.
Oh my God, low stock at the moment. Low stock. This is what they keep telling me.
Good time to sell though.
No, bad time to sell.
Isn't it a good time to sell?
No, bad time to sell.
Why? Because there's not much stock, so you get a little bit of stock in there.
No, because people aren't spending heaps of money. Everyone wants a deal. Everyone wants cheap, including me. Yeah. Congratulations, everyone. Meet everyone. Right. That's me. I went to an auction, actually, last weekend.
Are you just calling them opens now? I went to an open.
Yeah, they're just open for inspection. I'm just going. No, what but I say is,
do you brief them down?
No, I just say I'm going to look at a house.
Right, okay.
I just say I'm going to look at a house. Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. Whereabouts? Oh, yeah, off the main road. So I'm going to look at these houses. Two rogue things happen. One rogue thing I'll let you in on because it's quite funny. At the open for inspection, I was standing there walking around, and I always do the same thing. I go through. I step through all of the rooms and I go, yep, this is really nice. And then I pick a location, the house or the backyard where it is, and I stand off to the side and I visualize what my life would be like if I lived in that place.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think, like, regardless of what the house is, can I see myself living there? What would that look like?
How often do you get a no? Because I just imagine all my shit in there and be like, yeah, I could live here.
No, so heaps of times. Because I look around and I go, my stuff wouldn't look good in here. Like, this wouldn't be a great life to live if I lived here. So I do that. The other day, I was at an open and I'm standing in the backyard. It was the part where it was a lovely sunny day. Mm. Out in the backyard, there's a lemon tree. Mm. And I sit back and I go, okay, can I see myself living here?
Do you say that out loud to yourself?
No, just into my head.
All right. Is Gab next to you?
Yeah, sometimes she does it. We'll stand there holding hands going, what would our life look like if we lived here? Mm-hmm. Except this time I was distracted because an elder gentleman who clearly wasn't going to buy the house was in there stealing herbs and lemons from their garden. It was so funny. Nice. He had a shopping bag just filled with plants.
Nice.
The real kicker was when he reached off into the lemon tree and just plucked a lemon off.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to take the one off the ground.
It was very...
Was it concrete on the ground or was it...
Yeah, concrete yeah, okay. Guy. Yeah, good. It was so good. But anyway.
Well, that's smart because, like, I was looking at buying some thyme yesterday to put into a...
Can't buy thyme.
Yeah.
It's the world's most natural resource. Can't get it back. Very expensive.
I was looking to buy some thyme yesterday. $5 a bunch for thyme.
Is it really?
And so, like, this older gentleman is clearly he's ahead of the game.
Maybe he was buying the house. Maybe he's got his finger on the pulse. No, but my real gripe exists in the auction land. Mm. Multiple gripes exist, but my number one, do you know what my number one gripe is in auction land?
Houses are too expensive.
Apart from that.
The reserves are set too low.
No, that definitely exists.
Yeah.
My number one gripe is people who get other people to bid for them. That is
what do you mean?
Weak
on,
dog
like
move.
On the phone?
Weak dog move. No, when you, because you can tell, you can see who it is. There'll be like some younger couple and they'll hang out at the back and they'll be talking to basically a dad. It's always a dad.
Their parents, yeah.
They talk to their dad and then when the bidding comes, the dad steps forward and he becomes the bidder.
Right.
It's like if you're too weak to buy a house yourself, you don't get to buy one. That should be the rule. Like, because I'm all about...
How do you feel about what I did?
What did you do?
My brother bid for me.
Yeah, not good.
Why? I wasn't even at the auction. I was with you.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's maybe if you're not there, that's
right,
okay.
Right, okay. So if you're present at the auction, actually, I mean, Rach was present, so are you shouting at my wife?
Yeah. That's weak by her. That's weak sauce.
Hey, we get the house.
I know you do, but that's weak sauce. You've got to, like, what happened to, like, fair, reasonable competition? You step up to the plate. If you want to bid it, sometimes you've got to be an adult and just bid on a house.
Put on your big boy shoes, you
put
reckon?
On your big boy shoes and bid on a house. I've been going to these auctions, and it's always these oldies. They go in, they're like, yeah, 750,000, thanks, mate. And they eyeball you, and they go, 720, thanks, mate. 730, thanks, mate.
Why do they keep going? Why do they go down from 750 to 720?
No, that said 700,000 was first bid, yeah. But it's weak sauce. If you're buying a house and you're not buying it yourself, that's weak as, that's garbage.
So you mean the people who register to be at the auction, because I'm assuming you have to like fill in a form and be like, yeah, I'm a registered bidder.
Correct.
You're saying that only those people who register should be able to do it.
No, because these people register their parents. But you, if you are going to be living in the house.
Right.
The person living in the house
gets to throw the hand.
Should be the person making the bids.
Right.
Because if you're not grown up enough to bid on the house, you shouldn't be grown up to own the house.
What about if the dad in this situation stood next to the son and daughter-in-law and then just told them what to do and said when to bid? Because isn't that the same?
I disagree with that.
Why?
That's where what should happen. If you want to nominate, you have to step forward. And the auctioneer says, will you be living in this house? And if it's an investment, sure. No worries. There's going to be ways around this.
Yeah.
Will you be paying the mortgage? Yes, yeah. I will. Okay, step forward.
What if
Oh, no, this is for my kids.
What if your parents are paying the mortgage for you, but you're living in there?
Oh, well, then you're not buying a house, are you? Your parents are buying a house. And that's like a whole different kettle of
fish.
Then
you're probably actually not putting your hand up to bid on them either.
Absolutely, because it's not their house, you know?
Do you know what I think should happen?
It's weak sauce.
And which I don't care right now because I've got a house.
Already got a house that you didn't bid on. Yep, yep, good.
My brother. Thank you very much, Josh. The people who will be living in said house or in the house that is being auctioned, they should have to step like into a pen.
There's Love
a,
it.
A pen out the front.
Like,
you've got individual like little... Like a
maybe they put the auctioneer draws circles in chalk on the road.
Yeah,
are you right a nominated on. Bidder? Are you nominated? Big circle, stand inside the circle. Are you a nominated? Yep, stand inside the circle. I'm taking no bids if you're not inside the circle.
And you have to...
And if you, if it turns out that you put a bid on a house that you are no longer living in, you go sell the house.
You have to step forward.
Yep.
And you, and then so like all the people that aren't, if all the parents that are helping out,
you
with
can
the
be there and
stuff,
support.
They can be there, but they're in the background. They're 10 meters away. Or
love this.
How
love,
do you like
love
this?
Love where your brain's going here.
For an idea, this is a complete left field.
Keep
one.
Keep going,
Bron. You might be interested in this too. Don't know if you're in the market for a house, but we make it. Like a certain TV show that you've been on before with cases.
Oh.
You stand there with your maximum bid that you are willing to pay for the house.
Interesting.
And then everybody opens it at the same time.
And the highest bidder wins.
Highest bidder wins. And if there's two bids that are exactly the same, which is unlikely because people start doing like $702,050
or
whatever.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
If there is one that is the same, we go to a Rockoff.
That makes me nervous and I love it.
Either a Rockoff then I'm happy to go to a more traditional auction, but between two.
Yep. Look, I endorse that more than the current system, which is recruit in someone with no emotional ties to the house and get them to stoically bid for you. Bullshit.
Is the problem that you're emotionally tied? You stand in the backyard and go, I could see myself living here. Then you get to the front and someone's dad outbids you.
It's garbage. It's actually the worst. I went to an auction the other week. My heart rate got to 154 standing still. I wasn't moving.
Could you imagine yourself in that house?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's just like...
Do you torture yourself and go back to the houses that
never.
You've
never.
Yeah.
No, never.
That'd be bad.
Once they're done, no. Once they're done, I hate the house.
Oh, like people in your
and
life. Like you can burn them from your life.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Toxic trait. I burn houses from my life too much. Cool. Bron, are you in the market for a house at the moment?
No, not in the
moment. Have you bid on a house before?
No.
All right. I'll wait for you that time to roll around in your life, Bron, and then we can have this discussion.
Okay.
Because you will be anti-bidders. Like everything on the block. How much better would the block be if the people buying the house were in the room and they were just eyeballing each other?
Deal or no deal.
That would be so much better than having, what's the guy with the glasses?
Andrew O'Keefe.
Frank?
Oh, Frank, yes.
On the block?
The bidder's buyer's advocate.
Yeah, like Danny, the guy who buys all the houses. So he goes with some rogue bids, but he's the man buying the houses, man in the arena.
I still like Deal or No Deal. And you get the people who own the house to stand at the front with the auctioneer, and then everybody drops their cases. And then the auctioneer gets to go, Deal or No Deal.
No, I like a little bit of the competition of an auction.
You like the theatre.
The auction competition is good, but the auction needs to be between the people who are buying the house.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Not between the people who are buying the house and someone's dad.
Are you allowed a buyer's advocate?
No.
Oh, so like Frank's not even allowed. That job just gets written off.
Oh, no, they can exist only as a consultant, but when it comes down to bidding, you got to bid.
How do you...
They should say, they can coach you through it. This is what it's worth. You get your game plan.
What if you can't make the auction?
Stiff.
If you're sick.
This is the house that you are going to buy for your life.
What if you're sick?
Well, you don't do it too bad.
What if you're in hospital?
But that's different. Doctor's certificate.
yeah, but you can
And then you got to do it on the phone.
What if you're like, I'm sick. I got a doctor's certificate. I got a headache.
Headache. Give me a break. You know what's a headache? Beating against people who aren't going to live in the house. That's a real headache. It's the pits. It's the pits, and I do not envy anybody.
Too hard to police.
But if you see me at an auction and you're bidding and it's your parents, I'm coming after you. Adam, I come to you again with another cringe confessional.
I don't know if I'm ready for
this. This has been making my skin crawl for about 3 weeks.
Is it worse than the dancing one? Is it? Okay. Is it worse than these are the vanishing elephant pants?
It could be worse.
What?
It could be worse. It could be worse. And
that one's been toying with you for almost 20 years.
Yeah. This one, equal the period of time.
Oh, really? Yeah, but it's just come back to you.
Yeah, it's come back to me and it's been haunting me lately. And like it just, I think about it and it pings and my skin crawls and I hate it.
So you were fine for like...
ages.
10 years plus.
Ages, yeah. So as is well established on this show, I used to work at a surf shop.
Yep.
Which got really, really busy around Christmas time. Boxing Day, busiest year time of the year at the shop, obviously. So we used to be at the shop, super busy, people everywhere. And we're like, you know what? Let's just like smack a couple of energy drinks to really get through it. But one day we were drinking energy drinks on the shop floor. And the boss is like, no, you can't drink those out here. What if they spill and stain the clothes or get anything on there? And we're like, oh, okay, no worries. That's fine.
Oh, I actually thought the cringe was going to come then. I thought your response to like having the energy drinks were like, how could I drop it when I've got so much energy? And then you like ran and did a knee slide or something.
Oh, mate, I'm not a loser. I'm not an absolute loser. I mean, park that. Park that and do the next part. No, but then the compromise was, oh, hey, look, we've been working 12-hour days for the whole month of December. I'm really like, we need to be up and about. And the manager goes, okay, I've got a solution. And goes out the back and pours the energy drink into shot glasses and then walks them out to the shop floor. And then we're at the register and we all get shots. And then we stop people from shopping so that we could do a big family group of shots.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't alcohol. It was literally like we stopped and we're like, hey, everyone, Merry Christmas. And then we did a shot of Red Bull. It was the worst. The worst. Imagine you are going Christmas shopping.
How old are you?
20. Imagine you're going Christmas shopping. It's busy as. You've got all this stuff to do. And this team at the shop with the loud music that's already doing your head in stops and goes, hey, everyone, just Merry Christmas. And bottoms up. And then shots, energy drinks.
Did you feel cool?
So cool at the time. And far out. I want to jump off a ball. My skin is aching me right now.
How did your boss have so many shot glasses in the bag?
They went and bought them. They were like, this would be a good idea. So instead of having it on the floor.
How old was your boss? What, like 24?
24, yeah. Absolutely the same age. Yuck. Like serving. Hey guys, how you going? Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Hold up. Hey everyone, Merry Christmas guys. Bottoms up. Yuck.
I'm sure that made people buy more board shorts.
Yuck. Oh, my God. My back is so tingly. It makes me just want to spew.
I
want to spew up right now.
I know what's better. Let's go and get some shot glasses.
Yuck.
What do you reckon, Bron?
Very, very, very cringy.
Oh, isn't it just?
Hey, it's guys. Disgusting. We've been paid $17 an hour to be here. As. Merry Christmas.
And we all stopped. I remember we stopped. It was like there was like a line like 12 people
it's
deep.
It's the looking at the people for me.
This part. It's this part. Merry Christmas, everyone. And then the shot. Oh. Like we were doing a shot of tequila. But we weren't. Oh. It was Red Bull. Yuck.
Can you imagine?
Yuck. Right?
Picture yourself as one of the customers.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll give you a persona.
Oh, yuck.
You're a 38-year-old lady. Your name's Janet. You've come in to buy the latest pair of board shorts for your son, Oliver.
You've come into glue store.
You've come into glue store to buy a pair of board shorts for your son, Oliver, who's just turned 14.
Yes.
You're waiting in line. You've got heaps of shopping to do. You've already been there for like an hour. You're stressed. The kids are like whinging and stuff.
The music is pumping.
It is so loud.
Yeah.
You're standing in line. You're 10 people deep. And you're like, mate, hurry up. I just need to get out of here. And the 20-year-old staff members stop what they're doing.
Yep.
Hold a shot in the air. Yep. Look in your direction and say, Merry Christmas, everyone. Bottoms up, and they do a shot of Red Bull.
Yuck! Oh, my God! That was me.
Do you reckon this...
My face is going to peel off.
Is it worse that they thought you were doing... that you were drinking alcohol, or is it worse that they didn't know it was Red Bull?
Look, the only saving grace is alcohol. At least then I'm like drinking on the job. You know, like that's
surprised everybody didn't get fired. You deserve.
Yuck.
You all just deserve to get fired, not for drinking on the job, but for doing that.
Yuck! Right? Oh! Yuck! Far out.
It's time for Topic Thunder.
We're going to whip around. We're going to name items in a topic.
Oh, really?
It's an intro that tells the rules.
Yeah, I like it.
Far out. I'm so nervous.
And the score is 2 to me, 1 each to Simon and Bron.
How are you feeling, Bron? Are you nervous again this week?
Like I'm just getting worse and worse every week.
Yeah. I mean, like objectively, yeah. Because you won the first time.
You won the first one.
Oh, you're not getting worse and worse. You just got worse and you've stayed worse.
Yeah,
I'm plateauing into worseness.
Yeah, you are.
It's 2-1-1. Because if I take this one, it's like a long way back for you guys.
Not that long. I almost caught you last time.
All right.
So it's going to go Adam, which is the topic, then me, then you, Bron.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
All right.
The topic this week.
I feel much more comfortable in this position.
Things that you find in a bedroom. Nice and easy. Nice and broad.
Not much.
Nice and broad.
Not much. Okay. Nice. You find in a bedroom.
And broad.
But we're one rule. We're not talking studio apartments.
No. Correct.
It's a bedroom.
It's not a studio. Yeah.
Okay.
Bedroom.
Okay. Oh, I'm blanking. Blanking. Okay.
Ooh. There's lots of stuff in a bedroom.
Bed.
Bed sheets.
Cupboards.
Pillows.
Clothes hangers.
Lamp.
Pillowcase.
The roof.
Pillows.
Sideboard.
A mirror.
Mattress protector.
Chest of drawers.
Side drawers.
Carpet.
Lamp.
Lamp's been said. I said lamp.
Damn it.
Yes!
Damn it.
Holy, that was a lot there.
Oh, that was getting real spicy.
Oh.
I'm nervous
I didn't have
now.
Much left.
I don't have money left.
I didn't have much left
because you dipped back on mine.
Oh, my God. I had nothing left. There you go. I officially had nothing left.
Wow.
Oh, Bron, I'm really getting behind you this time.
I can do it.
You can do it.
Okay, socks.
PowerPoint.
Condoms.
Oh, clothes.
Shirts.
No, you said that's lame.
Yep.
You lose.
Oh, yes.
Can't say I feel like you said condoms, which should have rattled Adam.
I wanted to rattle
and then it rattled you.
It did.
I wanted to rattle.
Did it rattle you enough?
It didn't rattle me enough. Not enough.
You laughed and then answered.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bron, you went which is
because
international term of I'm thinking.
Yeah. Sorry.
And condoms deserve the laugh, but like that's okay to laugh in between there.
Damn it, Bron. That was a great tactic.
3-1-1. Well, it wasn't a great tactic.
Him.
It didn't work.
That was a great tactic.
It did not work.
Oh, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Bron, I really thought you almost got that one. That was so close.
I thought I did too.
You needed the follow-up. You've always, if you ever have a good answer, you always need one follow-up because, you know, you empty the clip on your good answer, condoms, And then you go, if it comes back, you usually have self-rattled.
Yeah, because you dropped condom and you went, oh, that's a good one. And then I said something else and you went, oh, no.
Yep.
Yeah, I was scared that I didn't rattle you.
Do you know what that is? That's tennis terms. That's a very solid return.
Yeah.
Like, that's the serve that should have been an ace.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
It wasn't.
Well done, Bron. Well done.
Not well done, Bron.
No,
well
not
done,
to me.
3-1-1.
Hey, Bron. Not well done. Adam, well done.
Okay, quiz me.
What?
Quiz. Quest.
What quiz?
It's a quest.
One small step for man.
Oh, how fabulous.
Quiz me up.
Let's do the quiz quest.
Love it. Far out. We got so close last week.
Are you going to Gandalf us again?
Who am I? You shall not pass.
Gandalf.
27 points.
23 points.
It was 23 points last week. I believe in us. Nah, actually, you know what? I'm going to be honest, guys. Moment of honesty here. I don't feel confident this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Let's go. We're going to get straight into it.
I do like the addition of last week, though, that if they answer and they get it right, press the heater.
Yeah. And then they're done. Then their turn's done once they've finished.
Press the hot hand. Yep.
Question one.
Oh, God.
Said to abandon sinking ships, what do you not want in your ranks? Is it cowards? I was going to say loose. My first thought was loose lips.
You don't want loose lips sink ships?
Yeah.
No, you don't want any rats in your ranks?
No, that's not it.
You don't want any... I told you I wasn't confident. I'm rattled. My brain's not working.
That is rattled. My dad's a big ships guy.
Yeah.
Are we going to get Phil in early and let him roll?
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Is he a big ships guy? You don't want any... You don't want any something in your ranks. You don't want any... You don't want any...
People who get seasick?
Dirty dogs in your ranks.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, we're going to give you a run of questions again. You get to keep sticking on until you get one wrong or you don't know the answer.
Right.
You ready?
Yep.
Question one. Said to abandon sinking ships, what do you not want in your ranks? R-A-N-K-S.
It's not a good start.
Who abandons a sinking ship?
You don't want the captain there because the captain goes down with a sinking ship.
That's not very confident.
No, I don't think that's
it. I think it's a saying, so it's like...
You don't want any of these in your ranks.
Yeah, who abandons sinking ships?
Cowards. Or
cowards.
Or dirty dogs.
It's men, women, and children first, isn't it?
No,
I reckon you're out here, Dad. Good try. Thank you.
That's all right. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, go on.
Valiant effort. You were good last week. Not good,
you were
not
great
good this week.
Last
all
week.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Any play from anyone else here?
My guess is just cowards.
You don't want any cowards in your ranks? It doesn't really rhyme off the tongue.
God damn it. All right.
All right.
What
question two.
Okay. Question two. Does the first 6 months or the second 6 months of the year of a calendar have more days?
Second 6 months.
Yeah. Because first 6 months got February.
Correct.
Third question. Peace lilies are generally known for having what color flower?
Purple.
I'll say white.
Oh,
white.
Peace
lilies are white.
Yeah, white. Okay, good
question
one.
Four. The period of Germany from November 9, 1918 to March 23, 1933 is known as the What Republic?
Ooh, this will be a dad question.
Mm.
Do you want me to call Donny?
Yeah, go Donny.
All right, here we go.
It'll be like the... I feel like I've heard this before.
Oh, you definitely would have heard it. This isn't not a... Germanic Republic?
Nah, it'll be like the Banana Republic or something like that.
Oh, that's a fashion brand.
Yeah, but it might be taken from that.
Interesting.
Hello.
Hey, Dad, I've got a quiz question for you.
Yep.
What was the name of Germany pre-World War II? Between World War I?
Weimar Republic.
The Weimar Republic.
The Weimar Republic. Okay, love that. Hey, I've got another question for you. Said to abandon sinking ships, what do you not want in your ranks?
Hey?
Yeah, correct. Weird question. Mm. So the question is, said to abandon sinking ships, what do you not want in your ranks? Like cowards? You don't want any cowards in your ranks? You don't want any pirates?
Oh, no, rats.
Rats in your ranks? I think rats is
okay,
good
Okay, rats is good. All right, next
I
question.
I think rats is good. Okay. Oh, yeah, you got it right. So now we get to ask you another question. All right, question five. A plutocracy is a state or society governed by who?
Oh, plutocrat,
yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Yeah, that's
thanks,
very helpful.
Very good.
All right, mate, you're off the phone now. Thank you.
All right.
Are you going to golf, or you've just been at golf, or you are at golf?
I've done golf.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Well done. All right, thanks, mate.
All right, see you.
Plutocracy.
Anything from you, Bron? Plutocracy?
No idea.
Is governed by an emperor. Question six. Yep. An Andy Warhol print of what fruit was the cover art of the 1967 album The Velvet Underground with Nico? I can picture it, but I can't picture what fruit's on there.
Campbell soup.
Nah, Andy Warhol. It's going to be like, it's a banana. It's a banana.
It is a banana.
Yep,
correct. It is a banana. Well
Question
done.
Seven. Georgina Hope are the given names of a multi-billionaire known by what first and last name?
Georgina Hope.
I reckon
Reinhart.
Gina Reinhart. That's what I was going to
go Gina Reinhart. Yep.
Question eight. The name of which wind instrument is also on coffee menus? Piccolo.
Oh,
question nine.
Yes.
Australian Houtman Abrolhos Islands are in which ocean? Indian, Pacific, or Southern? It's the Indian. They're off the west coast.
Are they?
Yeah. I know some people. Rachel's uncle and auntie went to the Abrolhos Islands, and they have six scallops. They have scallops are famous from the Abrolhos Islands.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we're, dare I say, back.
Question 10. Which David Cronenberg directed film has been reimagined in a new TV series?
No. Oh. Did David Cronenberg direct Grease?
Oh.
Because they're doing the Pink Ladies now?
Yeah.
Is they...
Yeah, let's go with that. So, Grease.
Are we going with Grease?
Yeah.
What other TV shows? No. There's a bunch of other TV shows that are that are out that were movies. Jack Reacher? I think it could be Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher was a book, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a book, and then it was a Tom Cruise movie, and now it's a TV show. Cronenberg sounds like a guy who directed Jack Reacher film, doesn't
we'll
he?
Yeah, go Jack Reacher. Question 11.
We're going Jack Reacher for 10?
Okay. Aged in his 30s, Marcel Duchamp largely gave up art making to devote his time to what? Marcel, was that big?
He the chess guy?
Oh.
I was going to say mime.
Ah.
Marcel Marceau. Was a mime guy.
Interesting.
We can go mime.
Yeah, I think mime.
Okay, mime. We're going Marseille.
Question 12. What is the lion doing on the Holden car brand logo?
It's resting its hand on something.
Yeah.
It's not roaring. Is it a tire?
Resting
I would assume it's a tire.
Yeah, we'll go resting its hand.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Which is bad for an audiovisual.
Yeah. Question 13. The mouth of Western Australia's longest river, the Gascoyne, is in a bay named after which animal?
It has to be Swan Bay.
I was thinking swan, surely.
They love a swan in Western Australia, don't they?
Oh, I was going to say Venus.
That's
is Venus
not an
animal?
You know lots of people from Perth. Should we call one of them?
All right, let's get Dean on.
Mr. Denston.
You should get this one. You have lived in the state. The mouth of Western Australia's longest river, the Gascoyne, is in a bay named after which animal?
A bay?
Yeah.
The Gascoyne River.
The mouth of the Gascoyne.
The mouth of the Gascoyne is an animal.
Opens up into the Swan Bay? Pelican Bay?
No, nothing swan. No, that's in Perth. The Gascoyne's up north.
Oh.
The Gascoyne River's up in the way up north. So.
Like Camel Bay up in like Broome?
Crocodile Shark Bay?
Shark Bay.
Shell Bay?
Well, what's up? Well, I only know Shark Bay up there.
I like Shark Bay. That's an animal.
Northwest Western Australia. So you're right up the top.
Interesting.
I think
interesting.
The gas coin is.
All right, and then we'll give you another one for that. Question 14, who was Australia's third Prime Minister?
Third.
It went Barton, Deakin, who?
You
know? No, Deakin was the second.
Hughes.
All right, I like
Billy
that.
Hughes.
I like the confidence.
Billy Hughes.
Question 15, Lindy Lee in 2019, Adam Goods 2020, Guy Warren 2021, and Carla Dickens 2022 are the last four what? Australians of the year?
Indigenous people of the year, or I don't know.
Yeah, because Dylan Allcott isn't on there, and he was
there. Is he young Australian of the year?
I don't know.
No, not young.
Brownlow. 2022, Adam Goods was...
Carla Dickens in 2022, Adam Goods 2020, Guy Warren 2021, and Lindy Lee 2019.
I think we're off the boil here.
Yeah.
All right, that's
it. I'm assuming they're First Nations people, so they.
Thanks for your help.
Something to do there.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Help you there.
All right.
See you, mate.
Bye.
I'll tell you what, we haven't done well today.
No,
we haven't done well today. You know what? Our heart wasn't in it, guys.
Yeah, right.
I see this from the start. Our heart wasn't in
it. Went from what my dad would say, from a cream puff to a turd.
I mean, it's a saying. I don't know if it's a well said saying.
It is. It is a saying. It's a well said saying.
All right, Bron. Here we go. Points are on. Question one. Said to abandon sinking ships, what do you not want in your ranks?
Rats.
You don't want rats in your ranks. One. Does the first 6 months or second 6 months of the calendar have more years?
Second.
Done. Peace lilies are generally what colour?
White.
Period of Germany is
the
called?
Weimar Republic.
Plutocracy?
The wealthy.
Mm.
The wealthy.
That's disappointing. Mm. Was Pluto wealthy guy?
Must have been.
Interesting. Okay. Intermediate. Andy Warhol painting?
Banana.
Georgina Hope?
Gina Reinhart.
Wind instrument in coffee menus?
Piccolo.
Australian Hortman Albaros Islands?
Indian Ocean.
David Cronenberg directed film?
Dead Ringers.
What is that?
Never heard of it.
Okay, interesting. All right. Up to the three-pointers now. Number 11.
Hat in hand, the answer is?
Marcel Duchamp.
Chess. Bron. Hot stuff.
Wow.
We need you to stick a little stronger. Don't get talked over by the mime guy.
Yeah, mime was bad.
Did you know it was chess, or did the chess come from?
I've heard that name in chess before.
I've never heard a name in chess, so that's what happened.
There's that guy.
There's that other guy.
Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah.
Right. He's like the
He's the big boy of chess.
Ever, yeah.
Damn it.
All right. Question 12.
Okay. Lion on the Holden car.
Is holding a stone. We'll take that.
Yeah, surely. Yeah. Like, you don't know that that's a stone.
It says rolling / holding a stone. How do you know that's rolling? It's a still image. Yeah,
correct. And it's not a good one at that. Mm. Mouth of the West Australia longest river.
Shark Bay.
One, two, three. Who was Australia's third Prime Minister?
Chris Watson.
He definitely did not know that
not
either.
Billy Hughes.
Not Billy. Oh, Hughes. Billy Hughes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Lindy Lee, Adam Goods, Guy Warren, Carla Dickens are the last four.
Subjects of the Archibald Prize-winning paintings.
That's niche. Mm. That's very niche. And you know what? 18.
That's all right. We passed.
18. I'll tell you what, we're consistently passing.
Yeah, just.
18. And you know, the ones that we got wrong, I don't know who I would have called.
No.
Like, I would have been calling about Lindy Lee, Adam Goods, Guy Warren, random people. Yep. Don't know about that. And then what other ones did we get wrong?
The wealthy.
Plutocracy. I don't know who I would have even called for that.
Dead Ringers.
Dead Ringers I wouldn't have got.
And Chris Watson. No, yeah. We were out. All right. And just like out of the quiz, we are out of time on today's show. I know we're out of time, but like, we're just done with the show's finished. So it's all over. Thanks, Showies, for listening. Thank you for being a part of it. We'll talk to you on Thursday. See you later.